Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 17th. Really a very quiet day out here. March corn up a penny and three quarters at 677 and three quarters. March wheat up a half a cent at 765 and a half, and March beans up three quarters of a cent at 1527 and a quarter. All three commodities traded on both sides of settlement here. We had a early rally in the wheat as Kansas City rallied. Kansas City closed up 8 cents here in the March contract. Again, with all the dryness we're seeing in southwest Kansas, I would expect Kansas City to lead the way up here, and I think it's going to continue to be that way for quite some time. I just don't see any demand really for soft wheat out here, and with the depleting crops, depleting crops in Kansas, I just don't see that Kansas will get wheat to Chicago anytime soon. So the beans struggled. Oil and meal actually closed down a little bit. Meal was down 30 cents. Oil down 39 ticks. Beans could have closed down four and a half cents here. They closed up three quarters. But again, it was a pretty choppy day. They traded higher and lower several times as well. There's that talk about the frost in Argentina. Again, it looks very sporadic. It looks very isolated. And I don't even know that it's going to hit. So I think much ado over nothing there. The corn was supported a little bit by that corn sale to unknown, but I think there's still a little bit of confusion about what the Russians are going to do in Ukraine. Best I can see is every time the Russians make an advance, they're beaten back by the Ukrainians. They're losing more and more troops and material, and I think they've got a major problem on their hand, and I just can't see the Russians staying in much longer on this deal. It's strictly Putin's ego, in my opinion, that's keeping Russia involved out there. Obviously, the markets are closed on Monday. We might have seen the funds kind of try to support their corn and bean positions out here a little bit. But again, it was just a really nothing kind of a day. The range is very small, 3.5 cents in corn, 9 cents in wheat, 8 cents in beans. So really not much there. We know we've got better weather in Argentina for the most part, except this little frost threat, more rains, generally cooler temperatures across the country. So, you know, everybody wants to keep knocking their crops, but I think these late rains will certainly help out here. And, you know, you really don't know these things really until the last week or two before harvest, but I think they're doing a pretty good job. Once again, we had old crop beans gain a little bit on new crop beans. Really wasn't too much. November beans were up 2.5 cents. July was up a penny and a half, so it gained a penny. I would expect that December corn is going to continue to lose some ground here to new crop corn, though the new crop corn, if the funds went out, that spread will not work. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts in this market. I think the March corn will probably lose to the December, though I don't think the December's, like I said, any prize out here with more acres coming. So that's about it. We've got the long holiday weekend. We've got Ag Forum next week, which should indicate more corn acres. And then we'll see where we go out here. But Chinese demand hasn't been great. Demand in general hasn't been great. And I just can't understand why we're holding up with the Brazilian harvest getting deeper and deeper every day. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.